Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Brackets, Hunter.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. It's Egon.
Egon. You can pull off Egon.
Yeah. Long face. Yeah. Not smart enough, though.
See, I'm more of the Slimer character myself. So.
Yeah, the John Belushi, if you will.
Yes, yes.
Because that's who Slimer is. John Belushi.
I don't get why the ghost ate so much, though.
It's because, I can tell you exactly why.
Why?
They were mimicking John Belushi from Animal House.
I know.
Specifically the part where he was in the house smashing all the food, and he does the...
That's when they're at the cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
But, though, I'm saying, though, a ghost doesn't need to eat, right? Or do they still need to eat?
Yeah,
because remember from Casper, they ate all that nice food, but then it just...
Just falls through.
Right through them, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if the digestive system's working too well.
Maybe part of being a ghost is that you still crave food, but you don't get the satisfaction from it?
And that's why you're pissed off haunting everybody, huh? You're trying to get their food.
Because you're just trying to eat a cannoli.
Yeah, if you were...
Holy cannoli.
Ravioli? Holy cannoli.
I don't know. Anyway, before we get too deep into that, we should probably do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union,
come be part of it.
40 years ago today, February 19th, 1980, AC/DC and the rock world were saddened when the band singer Bon Scott died in a car in London after choking on his own vomit following a drinking binge. Bon Scott, to me, obviously AC/DC is my favorite band, so I may be a little biased, but Bon Scott, to me, was one of the most enigmatic frontmen. Mm-hmm. He was so good, dude. He was just so fantastic. Vocals were just awesome. His stage presence was insane. And I wonder where AC/DC would be without Brian Johnson. If Bon wouldn't have died on that day...
Would they be better or worse?
I mean, because it's tough. Like, think of another band that had the success that AC/DC did, and were really, because he died shortly after the release of Highway to Hell, which you have Highway to Hell, you have Back in Black. Those are kind of like, if you talk to anybody about AC/DC, young or old, they can pretty much tell you Highway to Hell, Back in Black.
Your staple albums, if you will.
Pretty much. So they were on this kind of, they were really on the rise. They released Highway to Hell, boom. Now they're as mainstream as they can get, growing, arena tours, this and that. Bond dies. They bring in Brian Johnson in that same year, 1980, and release Back in Black. And that becomes the second highest album ever in the history of music. It's only behind Michael Jackson's Thriller. That's insane for a rock band.
It's pretty insane.
So here you have and completely different singers. I mean, completely different styles. Would they be even bigger? Would they have tapered off maybe in the 80s?
Where would Brian Johnson be?
Where would Brian Johnson be?
Be singing with Jackal.
He might be. Or maybe Jack will never be formed because they didn't have Brian Johnson AC/DC.
As an influencer.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But it's crazy to see this huge success that you have with one lead singer and then completely change it and have even more success and take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. Nuts. AC/DC guitarist Angus Young talked about how he found out about Scott, the band's singer, and died, and this was kind of his reaction to it.
I got a call from a girlfriend of his. She had heard Bon had died. And then the phone went again, and there was another girl that he knew, and she had been expecting him. She was worried. She didn't know where he was. And then I got a hold of our manager, and he said, look, it might be some crazy rumor. I don't know. But he tracked down, I think, either the guy who had been with him, and he found out through him. So he got back, and that's when I found out that it was Bon.
He was born Ronald Belford Scott in Scotland. He met Angus and Malcolm Young in Adelaide, Australia in August of 1974. He was recovering from a motorcycle accident when he was asked to drive the brothers around. So he really started off as the guy's driver.
Yeah.
And then eventually he got to audition for the band.
We were traveling down to Adelaide for the first time. And Bon had the car to drive us to the next gig. And then the next morning, there's this banging on the door, and there's Bon. And he's straight in, and he said, you know that singer you got? Really bad, you know? He said, I'm your singer, you know? I want to be in the band, you know? Anyway, we had a little jam with Bon, and we've got a good band now. Just a great character, you know?
Which is very interesting, because a lot of people think it's just always been Bon, but there was an original singer that Bon replaced. And if you go back to the early days, there's like one or two music videos with the original singer, and I can't think of his name. I'm mad at myself right now for that. But
probably for a good reason, not good.
Yeah,
huh?
But it really just, you know, you have Bon come in, and that's when the success really took off. Known for his screeching vocals, he was also the lyricist who co-wrote many of the band's biggest songs, including Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, Highway to Hell, Let There Be Rock. But according to Angus, if you ever asked Bon what he wrote, he would say toilet poetry. But the reality of is that it really worked well.
Back in about 1957 or 8, I think it was, you know, and I used to sing in the shower, like, and my mum would say, Bon, if you can't sing proper songs, shut up. You know, don't sing this rock and roll garbage. And now, of course, she loves it very much, you know.
The other crazy thing is being an AC/DC fan is there's very little like interview footage, audio of like interviews with Bon Scott. There's only a handful of them, which is kind of sucks.
So early on.
Yeah.
You know,
I know a lady through the industry who actually she's been in the industry long enough, but she got to meet Bon Scott all those years ago.
Damn.
And like so I've shook her hand before and been like, this touched Bon Scott, right? Like, yeah. Brock, let it go. Let go of my hand. I'm like, I can't. We're connected now. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
We'll keep in line with it. On this day, 1980, February 19th, Bon Scott, lead singer of AC/DC, died after a night of drinking in London, England. Make sure you put the right photo up this time.
Oh, yeah.
That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.